Just tell us then what you think is a good solution to this problem in the village.
Well, I think the problem in this village is although we have a few broadband landlines here, they're rather slow, whereas the whole village is covered with what's known as 3G or mobile broadband. And I know a great number of people here are enjoying broadband in this area. It's the same as any other rural area in Oxfordshire. And it's of great use to people and their children and their families in the village.
Just tell us then, you've had a large number of people are now trying this method, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I know of at least 24 people in the village who are now using mobile broadband. And as far as I'm aware, they're enjoying it. The main contention I have is that people who have got a landline broadband are suffering with rather low speeds. And until we get something like fibre optics into the village, my belief is that mobile broadband is the answer.
Okay. And you've actually managed to sort of persuade some people to give it a try, haven't you?
Indeed, and it's given me a lot of pleasure for people who have only been able to get dial-up communication with the internet, which is obviously extremely slow. And once they've tried setting up a wireless broadband, they're obviously amazed at what the speed is and enjoying broadband to the full.
So just tell us what kind of speeds can you achieve with the method you're using here?
Well, the sorts of speeds we're getting nowadays are in the region 6 to 7 megabits a second. And this compares with about half a megabit to around 1 megabit for landline broadband in this village at the moment. But I'm sure other villages in the rural area would enjoy certain improvements in their broadband if they considered 3G or wireless broadband.
So why do you think people maybe don't think of this solution or consider it?
Well, I think most people would prefer a BT engineer to knock at the door and saying, would you like fibre optics or broadband? There was a campaign a few years ago where everybody in the village got constant phone calls from India asking them whether they'd like broadband. And I think most people would prefer broadband to be sort of connected or offered in that way rather than them having to investigate hanging a dongle on their window to achieve the sort of signal that they would need to connect to their computers.
Do you think it's a sustainable solution, though? Do you think going forward, really fibre optic needs to be installed?
Yes, I do think it's a sustainable technology. Fibre optics has the reputation of being very fast, but in certain rural areas there will still be a problem with attenuation because of distance. Now, as far as wireless broadband in this area at the moment, 7 megabytes is certainly achievable. New technology 4G is coming out soon, which will allow up to 20 megabits a second, and certainly Scandinavia are developing systems which will operate up to 100 megabits a second, so it compares very favourably with fibre optic broadband anyway.
Okay. You have now sort of, you're trying to promote this solution, aren't you, and you've said, you know, to make people aware that it exists, aren't you?
Yes, it's really been a sort of a local word-of-mouth type sort of situation from my point of view. When people have complained about the speed of broadband, I've tried to point out to them that there is this alternative, certainly with sort of an article in the local news. But hopefully other people in other rural areas will consider this technology as well, because if they're going to be suffering non-fibre optic broadband for a few years to come before we're all covered with that technology, they can be enjoying broadband in the same way that anybody can in the city.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.